setting it up. And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show.
Hi. No what pun intended.
That's right. We're senior citizens now in our 60s.
Are we? What the hell?
That's right.
That's right. Was this 61 or 60? Is this 61?
60, I thought.
Oh, this is 60, right. Yes.
Yeah, 60. Can't wait to
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro. Can't wait for 69. On show 68.
That's going to be a great show, 69.
That's right. We're going to have naked people here. But on show 68, the audience is going to blow us, and we're going to owe them one for 69. Hey, now.
Have to figure out a good guess for number 69.
That is correct. Yo, so did I hear correctly you upgraded to the new iPhone?
Yes. We got the 16, yep.
What the fuck, dude? How do we still not have Apple Intelligence? Like, I knew it before I bought it.
Yep.
But
my son has it. He has a version of it. My son did the beta.
The beta.
So, yeah. So he's showing me all this cool shit. I'm like, I think this is the first time Apple's put out a new phone and didn't put out the fucking full software.
Yes.
With the phone. It's so weird. I don't know why.
Well, so as they were doing the advertisement for it and like their, you know, when they were doing their WWDC event where they're releasing the information from it, you know, they were showing the features. And then a couple of days later, they said it won't be available when the phones first come out. So I knew it going into it. But now having the phone over a month and still don't have the features, I'm kind of like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah, like I said, my son, who's it was his birthday yesterday. He's 15.
Happy birthday.
Shout out to Phoenix. Happy birthday,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Anyway, yeah, so he keeps showing me the cool shit. He's like, look at this, Dad. Look at what my Siri does. Whoa. I'm like, oh, okay. Lucky
yeah, man,
you.
I'm excited.
I don't like betas. I don't like fucking with it. Even when I switch to a new phone, I get fucking stressed out about hoping everything comes over and I don't have to fucking – and then I have to re-log into everything and that gets my nerves.
Yeah.
So I'm not putting a beta on where I have to worry about, like, losing my whole fucking phone.
Well,
no
that
thanks.
Was the thing, too. Like, now it's like you have to think about how to use all these new features that you're getting and learn how to use them. It's not just like you could fucking know right out the box. Like, are you using that camera button where you could click the camera thing and it pulls up the camera right away?
The on the right side or the left side?
So if you're looking at the phone, it would be to the right side. So like if you had the phone, it would be the
then
right.
Then you can
side,
zoom with side. It and rub your thumb. Over. Yeah. I'm using that for my camera, and I set up the other action button as my flashlight.
Ah, see, I kept that as the ringer to silent. But
yeah, I never turn my ringer on anyway. It's always on silent. So I'm like, I don't really use that feature.
True. And the animation to change that button is cool. Like they made it to where it's like animated. It's not just like a dull changing of the button, like a setting you go through. Like if you're changing it to
focus
or whatever, they made it animated, which
is pretty cool.
But I'm just dying for it. And then I'm like, oh shit, then I got to learn some new stuff, but whatever, man. And the
flashlight's pretty interesting. I don't know if this has always been like this on an iPhone, but like the flashlight, you can hit the little center island once you have the flashlight on, and then you can broaden the beam or narrow the beam.
Oh, get out of here.
Or dim it or make it light higher. It's pretty cool.
Okay. I
didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I knew you could dim and stuff, but I didn't know you could like fucking narrow the beam and do all that jazz. But pretty
cool.
You can
turn it into a laser, cut through doors and shit. Pretty sweet.
can you turn it into a woman? She comes out and blows us. that'll be the next feature.
Unfortunately not.
Well, you know that's coming, dude, where it's like, you know, you're going to be your AI phone.
Oh, some dumbass is going to fall in love with this fucking Siri watch.
Oh, if it hasn't happened.
Like that movie, Her. What's that? Sick. Dude, what? I swear to God, you're going to see a report like somebody's going to do a story about, I fell in love with Siri. She knows me so well.
If you're not here to procreate, though, and it's just, you know, you want the perfect companion, maybe AI is the fucking thing, dude. If it's hot as fuck and you can't tell the difference and it acts the way you would want your mate to act, it might be the best thing in the world then for fucking.
Right. Don't you act right, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I downloaded this new dating app called Fleur.
Fleur.
And it has an AI on it that like always flirting with you in your DMs.
Mm.
It's hilarious. I'm like,
well, that's the thing too.
Like, who the fuck is you? Who's interacting with this AI? Going, yeah, you look great. Like, look, this is her. She keeps sending me pictures and shit.
Damn. So it knows and it's letting you know. Like,
she likes me, man. It's cool. I like it.
That's crazy. So it's letting you know this is a fake person, but we want you to interact with them.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. I guess
Hilarious.
that is hysterical. I mean, you got to be really lonely to be fucking fake flirting with, you know, I mean, maybe
Yes.
you want to pick up your skills or something. I don't know, but, and it's just funny. Like, if you're using AI on these apps to like help your writing to somebody, it's kind of like, are you giving your personality or like the witty thing that you should be saying?
Right.
AI is telling you to say.
Well, what's that guy's? Shh, what's his name? This guy's on Rogan. It's one of Rogan's episodes. They were talking
Schultz,
about
Andrew
AI.
Schultz,
No, not Schultz. It's a guy, Shane.
Gillis.
No, not Shane Gillis, but
Okay.
Shane Smith. He's from Canada. They're talking about AI, and they're talking about when once quantum computing is a thing, which is going to be very soon. You know, AI will be fucking Terminator style fucking AI, because quantum computers are like leagues and leagues beyond what, you know, we
Right.
have in these machines now.
Right. But
And
they're
couple
big.
that with AI, and now you got fucking Elon putting out the fucking humanoid robots. I mean, it's not too long until you have a full-on humanoid robot with AI that you can fuck. And
Absolutely, bro. The
that's
future is
like, what are
here.
you gonna do?
Well, and then you saw he released his taxis, dude. So the one I saw, he's got Robotaxi, which is like a kind of a bigger, almost like a bus thing. And then he's got that little two-seater cyber cab where it's just like two doors that flip open and it's just two seats that you sit in. I wonder why he didn't make it like a full car. I guess because most taxis, it's like the you get the back seat and it's two people back there. Like, I wonder why he made that just a two-seater and not a.
That's a good question. I mean, I've seen some of the robo taxis in LA rolling around, and their cars, I think they're based on like a jet, the electric Jaguar,
Okay.
I think. But yeah, I know someone that's ridden around, and I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that for at least 10 years.
Well,
Not getting one of those things.
the scary thing about those ones is there's no pedals and no steering wheel
Right.
at all. At least with the full self-driving on the other Teslas, you could take over if shit hits the fan. This one, there's no human interaction. If you're like, oh shit, you're about to crash, let me steer out of the way. No, not in
Yeah.
that, which is kind of nuts, man.
I don't trust many human drivers, let alone a fucking robot
Well,
driving me around right now.
hey, that's true too. And then, well, I mean, the fact that I think, like, as far as reaction time and stuff, like, it can be better. But until they make me know that it's like unhackable to where somebody can't get in there, lock my doors, and drive me into a lake, you know,
Right.
until I know that
Or
full.
drive you into a garage where you know.
Yes.
Dirty
Yes.
Mike and the boys are gonna have their way with you.
Exactly. But, and I don't think they'll ever be able to make me believe that 100%. So I'll never be comfortable doing that. I'm sure I'll eventually adapt it and do it because it's going to be the norm, but I still won't feel comfortable doing it.
That's the other thing I've heard, and Joe Rogan was talking about that too, about passwords and shit. Like when quantum computers become a thing, like they can crack any passwords. Like, how the fuck are you gonna secure shit? How are you
Right.
gonna secure your bank accounts and your fucking all your passwords for your website? Like, what are they? I guess they'll come out with some quantum based security.
Hacking
I don't
thing,
know.
yeah.
It's way
Well, because
past
that's the
my
thing.
fucking pay grade.
Like, let's say you have a 56 character password or something for quantum computing to like go through and try every like scenario around it. It could do it fucking like in a blink of an eye. I guess I'll have to come up with like a certain amount of attempts that you could do, you know, like to you can't do 1,000 attempts to get in or to lock you
Right.
out. I don't know, something because yeah,
We'll
that's scary.
probably see that in our lifetime is a scary thing.
Right. Well, it seems like what they're saying is that eventually everything's just going to be open. Like, we're going to know what everybody's thinking. So maybe there won't be passwords, you know?
Right.
Like,
Then that's a whole nother interesting point, because yeah, Joe Rogan had talked about that in the past too. It's like eventually no one's going to be able to lie, which is actually a good thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you won't have any fucking privacy, but you know, you can't lie.
Sure. But
But I
I
mean, think
do.
about that for politicians and all these fucking
Oh,
pieces of shit.
beautiful. But the only thing that, like, I have thoughts that come into my brain that I don't, wouldn't do and don't necessarily agree with. You know
That's the
what I'm saying?
thing. Yeah.
So it's like, are you going to be judged on involuntary thoughts at that point? Like, oh shit, he's thinking that he wants to fucking elbow this person for no reason. Like,
Right.
you know? Like it's going to be fucking wacky. Like there's going to be a lot of tolerance needed in the future if we could really get into it. You're like, this motherfucker looking at me like and thinks I'm an asshole, but I just got to get past that thought because I know it for sure. But
Right.
yeah. And then, yeah. So, I mean, if it gets that far and we know everything about everybody, I guess you won't need passwords on your fucking bank account and shit. And if it just.
Right, because you can steal their shit and they can steal your shit, so why steal anything, right?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's gonna
And
be wild.
it's going to be wild. And then I hear this talk about the universal basic income, which.
Yeah, Rogan was talking about that too with the mass adoption of AI. Like people are, it's gonna destroy millions and millions and millions of jobs.
Yep.
I mean, just I don't think you know people most people understand the breadth of the amount of jobs that it will take over.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, though. So, I mean, that's the best case scenario is if it takes over all the jobs and then they do offer universal basic income. But what if they don't? And then they just leave people out there starving and no jobs to be had? Like,
I
that's a
don't think they
scenario.
can. I
Yeah.
mean, they'll have massive civil unrest. Now, Bobby just said that they'll have to tax AI to pay for UBI, which makes
Ah,
sense.
that totally makes sense. Yeah.
But I mean, Rogan was also like, if everyone's making a SWAT number, 100 grand a year, your
Yeah.
basics, your rent, your food, your basics are taken care of. It then frees you. Now, some people are just going to be fucking lazy and just take that money and play video games all day.
Sure.
Great. But some people are going, that's going to free them to do whatever, you know,
They
things that
want.
they would never be able to do because, like, be artists or be musicians or be whatever, you know,
Right.
creative thing that they want to be. So that's a freeing thought for society.
Yeah. And so then basically, if you do choose the route to be lazy and do nothing, so you got to choose that route. It's not like you were
Right.
forced into it, you know? So it's like, because people who go on welfare and stuff like that, some people use it as a, and Rogan talks about this too, like his family used it as a tool to get off it and like get themselves out of a spot.
A lot of people don't, though.
Right. A lot of people just go on and like, oh, here's my money. Fucking let me have another kid to get more money
Right.
and kind of abuse the system that way with it. So you're gonna have both,
Yes.
but at least it'll be your choice of being
Well, it was the good old Democrats who set up that system, mostly aimed at the African American community. So
and to keep them there and
it
suppressed.
incentivized mothers not to have fathers in the house and have more kids.
Right. And they use it as like
Lyndon Johnson, people,
Lyndon
devout
P.
Democrat racist. Look
Yeah,
it up.
don't tell them to do stuff that'll spin their head and make them get their heads unburied from the sand. They'll it does seem that like just going through like even you know CNN, MSNBC, they're having a hard time like saying kind words on Kamala. Like they're trying and saying
Oh
that
my
she's
God, it's just
not.
undeniable at this point. She's just a fucking train wreck, and she's the well, she was the worst vice president ever. That was all said. She's the
Noted.
worst candidate ever selected to run
Right.
for president. She's just fucking god awful.
Well, it was.
It's just wild that anyone is like, she's great. Oh, did you see the Fox interview? She did great. It's like, what fucking reality do you live in?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. They've made you so afraid of Trump destroying our democracy and he's going to take away your IVF rights and you're fucking no, he's not doing any of that.
No.
And you've been taught by mainstream media to hate him or be afraid of him so much that you will then just be go along with a selected candidate for you who is horrible and doesn't tell you what the fuck she's going to do if she gets in the office.
Right.
But they're all cool with it. It's like, oh, great. Okay. Sounds good.
It was
Like
amazing.
turn your brain back on and fucking have some objective thinking for a little bit.
Please.
Maybe you'll wake up and go, oh fuck, I'm propagandized constantly by the mainstream media. And they just stand up for Kamala.
It was crazy how they were able to switch the narrative on her real quick from going down as the worst VP ever to like becoming the saving grace
Yeah, over fucking night. Boom.
overnight. But then it's slowly trickling back in like, oh no, she actually is a piece of shit. She's done nothing. Like it was, they switched it quick, but now they're starting to realize, oh shit, well, we can't really make something great out of this shitty
Mom's
person.
listening. What's up, Mom?
What up, mom?
L
Mom.
Lana Gracie's listening. She just told me she said What about the person yelling Jesus is Lord at her rally, and she gets kicked out? She said, "You're at the wrong rally."
Wait, what? So she wrote, yelled out
So she
what?
had Kamala had a rally where some guy yelled out Jesus is Lord, and she starts fucking laughing. She's like, "You're at the wrong rally." So you
Wow.
can't have Christians at your rally now? Okay, cool.
Wow, man. What
You're,
a.
I mean, wow.
Well, who does she look up to? She's not an atheist.
She looks up to Obama, just sticks her
Apparently.
head up his ass, and or he puts his hand up her ass and fucking does a little puppet with her.
Well,
Okay,
you
say
know he's
this
gonna
now.
pick up.
Say this. Say this. Say this. Get breaking.
I saw it said o Obama and Walls on the campaign trail or something. Like, why is Obama like on a campaign trail with Walls?
Because
Like
he wants his fourth term.
it's so crazy, dude. Like, no other president has been like that like centered on a campaign he's not a part of. Like he's
Well,
made more
he
than.
needs the Dems in power for him to retain, his power
Right.
by proxy. And and what was that? He was talking to, there's an interview where, not an interview, but a segment on the news where he was talking to, like, he was target talking to black men,
Yeah.
and he was basically saying, "You're sexist if you don't vote for Kamala, despite that you if you don't like her, that's okay. You got to vote for her though."
Wow.
And I
Wow.
just saw some guy doing videos on Instagram. He was walking around asking on the street, randomly asking people. And he walks up to this black woman, and he's like, "Hey, are you voting for Trump or Harris?" She's like, "Oh, Harris." And he's like, "Well, why?" She's like, "Well, that's a good question." He's like, "Well, can you name me one thing you like about Trump and one thing you don't like about Harris?" And she says, "Well, what I like about Trump is that he wants to close the border and, like, not have mass immigration."
Oh.
Okay, that's pretty important piece of his
Yeah.
agenda. What don't you like about Kamala? I don't like that she's let so many people in the in into the country. But you still want to vote for her, and you think that's going to change when she gets in office? And that's the brainwashing. It's like, I gotta vote for Kamala because they told me to,
You're
but I
right.
don't like this huge fucking thing that she's done to the country.
Like, how do
But
you
they
get
might
past
take
that?
away my abortion rights and my IVF. One, they're not taking those things away. They've
Nope.
said it multiple times, him and Vance. Two, you're an idiot. Just fucking, like, stop listening to the propaganda.
You can't talk to a person like that, like when they just fucking, it doesn't compute what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't talk to fucking somebody who doesn't make sense. Like, they say you can't argue with stupid. Like, you can't argue with that or try to persuade that because they're just fucking retarded. It's insane, man.
It's insane.
It's totally a mind virus because there's no way, like, America has never been this dumb or this easily led. Like, it seems to have infected relatively quick.
Well, you've had, Department of Education destroy the education system. Ever since that was installed, we've gone from one to fucking whatever, 24 in the world. So that's a huge fucking failure. And then people, if you talk about that, then people on the left are like, "Oh, you're an idiot. You want to take away the Department of Education?" Well, it hasn't done anything good for us. Okay.
Right.
It's dumbed down our whole fucking country. Right. And then you have Obama rescinding the Smith-Mund Act, and allowing propaganda to the U.S. citizens. And look what's happened since that happened. That was in 14 when that happened. Well, look at the fucking propaganda that you've been fed since 2014.
Well, that's because Obama's not an American citizen, dude. I'm hearing this
Oh, there's so much fucking on that, but that's a rabbit hole that people
I
get
know.
really uptight about.
I know, but I'm starting to come back around to it because this guy had a video where he pulls out his birth certificate and starts like he's like this guy is like a digital like person. Like he does Photoshop and all that shit. Like he could edit videos and all that stuff
Okay.
and like create documents. And he was pulling apart, showing like how this was placed here and how it was layers and stuff like that. So, and it was pretty convincing. But again, you can convince me on anything with a really done with a well done video. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed
Well, that's
legit.
the whole point, yeah.
And the fact that Trump was so had a hard on for a couple of years back makes me wonder, like, hey, was he onto something and then just shut up about it because, you know, the media went so
You just
hard
get
on
too
him?
much heat about it,
Yeah.
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 But
But
that's the whole point.
he seemed to be very vocal about it when that was first being going on. And he's usually not that brazen about things if he doesn't know for sure, you know? He
Right.
seems to be calculated with what he comes out to and
That's
says.
the thing about I love about the fucking media now. He says something, they're like, that's completely false. Like in the, oh, let's talk about that. FBI crime statistics came out. They had to redo them because, as we have been saying, the FBI has been not reporting crimes in the big cities, the big Democrat cities, I might add, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas. So when
Portland.
he said that crime's out of control in the debate, and that whatever that dude, the dude, I don't know what the guy's name that was the one of the moderators, but he was like, that's completely false.
Yeah, crime's
Yeah,
down. Crime's
it
down.
was based on the bullshit FBI data, and now they've come out with the real data to show you that crime is way the fuck up in all those places in the whole country. Okay. And that's all by design. All by design. I don't know why it came out now, but it's very interesting timing.
Yeah.
But the point is, this administration, this government has lied to you about crime statistics, and they lied to you about job creation big
Yeah.
time. And it's
Right.
all come out in the past like 2 or 3 months. No one fucking talks about it.
It's crazy, man. But the fact that they could get away with that and keep getting away with it just shows, like, why would they stop?
Well, it
Why?
just also shows you the pattern of their gaslighting and lying to you. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah, what's it gonna take? Is it gonna
I
take us?
don't know. It's gonna take, you being in a fucking FEMA concentration camp with
Yeah.
all your other buddies. That's what it's gonna take. And then I'll be like, wait a minute. I voted for Democrats. Why am I in here? Oh, because they
Right.
don't care about you, motherfucker. They want your vote. That's it.
I forget what I was watching, but they were saying that they were moving like voters into swing states, you know, like liberal
Oh,
voters in
yeah.
swing state. Like that's sh election interference to me if fucking months before.
Well, Virginia just removed like 3,600 people, illegals, from the voter rolls, and the DOJ is fucking suing them
Crazy, bro. Crazy.
for removing illegals from the voting rolls. DOJ, the United States government, is suing the state of Virginia for that. What does it tell you? What does it tell you?
And it just
You
takes
only
too
come to
long.
one logical conclusion.
Yeah, they're trying to steal another
You
election.
can dance around it and you can fucking use all the word salad and mental gymnastics you want to. Oh, they're here for you. They want asylum. They're here for humanitarian reasons. No, they're let in by the millions to vote for Democrats. Period.
And the whole thing, like, if I can't hear one person give me a good argument why we shouldn't have voter ID. Like, you can't.
There's no good argument.
The
Again,
only.
that's a whole nother fucking mental gymnastics, word salad, horse shit that they fucking come up with. It's racist. That's all they have to say. It's like, well, no, it's not. Is it racist to buy alcohol and
Right.
cigarettes
Right.
and get a
It's a
fishing
race.
license and get on a plane and get a credit card? Is that all that stuff's racist because they need a credit or an ID for that,
Yeah.
but not for voting? Okay.
Like that right there. The fact that those other things aren't racist would mean that this is not racist if you need it to vote. The only reason you wouldn't want people to have an ID to vote is if you want people who shouldn't be voting, voting.
Right. And then
Period.
on one hand, they say it's racist to require ID, but on the other hand, they're giving out IDs to all of them.
Ah. Are they making them on computers that they don't know how to, what
Oh,
they are?
no. States like California, they'll give you a driver's license here in California for if you're illegal. Fuck, they want to give you fucking money to buy a house.
Right. Well, and don't forget
And then
that.
I just saw, you've seen all these political commercials. Sorry to interrupt, but
No.
I just saw this political commercial. It was a nurse talking about our hospitals are being overrun, and she just doesn't talk about the exact reason they're being overrun because of the millions of illegal immigrants that have been let in.
Duh.
It's just this circular bullshit about, oh, it's being overrun because of this and that, not the actual thing. And I'm looking at the TV going, you're literally fucking just lying to everybody. They're being overrun because of all the illegals that are being let in, and they use the fucking emergency room as their doctor.
Yep.
It's what happens. And then they
Yep.
don't have to fucking pay.
Exactly. Because it's going to go what on their credit report that they don't give a fuck about?
Yeah. Well, they don't have a credit report because they don't have a fucking social security
exactly.
number.
Exactly. I just saw in Florida two illegals being charged with sex trafficking of a fucking 16-year-old minor. Like, what the fuck? This is shit that's going to continue to happen and happen
Oh,
more and
there's,
more.
what is it, 325,000 missing children during this administration? And they, you know, they put, when Trump was in office, they put up this whole fucking thing about kids in cages and it's inhumane, blah, 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 blah. And all those pictures were from the Obama administration, by the way,
Right.
period. But now it's like 325,000 children are missing from the border. They don't know where the fuck they are. They don't know who they're with. They're being sex trafficked. They're being fucking turned into slaves in this country. The U.S. government's paying for it. Our taxpayer dollars are paying for it. And the Democrats still sit on this fucking moral high ground.
Right. Well, and when they were separating the parents from the fucking kids, like, let's not forget, like, these people are being detained because they're over here illegally. So
Exactly.
you
They've
can't
committed an
have,
illegal act.
right, you
Yes.
can't have minors and adults in the same detention center because that's how fucking real shady shit starts happening.
Well,
So that's
big
why
time,
they're
and that's
separate.
happening anyway, but the
Right.
point is, if you're driving drunk, which you should never do on any circumstances, but you have your kid in your car and you get busted,
Communist
guess what?
Russia? We should be driving drunk, Chad. What are
Well,
we
we should be, yeah. I
doing?
mean, that's funny to see those old videos back in like
The
the
best.
70s and 80s. They're like, God damn it, I can't fucking drive with a beer in my lap. This is bullshit.
But that just shows
But
how,
anyway, so
yeah.
when you if you're busted in that situation, you have your child in the car, which I do not condone at all, but you're going to be separated from your child.
Yes.
Period. You've
100%.
committed your you've committed an illegal act. The cops are going to fucking take you into custody and they're going to separate you from your child.
Right.
Hopefully your spouse or your wife or your ex can come get the kid, but the point is, that's what happens when you commit an illegal act with a child in tow.
Duh. Duh.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh. AOC. Duh.
But it's just easy for them to say, oh, it's just a good to, oh, they're separating families, you know, parents from children. It's just a good talking point and sounds good coming out of your mouth, but
Right, but
it's
it's the
what they
talking
know.
point on this side, and the other side, it's like 325,000 kids are missing and exploited at the fucking border.
Yeah,
But
real
you
shit.
don't never fucking talk about it. You never fucking mention it, talk about it. You don't want to have anybody mention it to you or talk about it because, oh, no, that's the right-wing conspiracy theory. Oh, okay. Got it. That's why the Border Patrol has just fucking endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
And they're threatening a massive walkout if Kamala becomes president.
Can you imagine, bro, what a nightmare that would be on
Oh,
top
that's
of.
just one of the things that's going to happen if she becomes president. It means this country's going to go to fucking hell. And that's not hyperbole either. That's
No.
fucking literal.
Literal. I just don't see her path to the White House at all. Like, I honestly see it as, like, you know, a landslide victory, but, you know, crazier shit has happened. You know, they could do whatever the fuck they want, but I just don't see them pulling it all this time. And I think they realize that if they try to do something shady, like, they're gonna have a real bad situation on their
Yeah,
hands.
they'll have a real January 6th.
Yeah.
My mom says, back in my day, if you got caught with alcohol, cops would just take it and drink it themselves.
Right. And say, get home safe.
I remember my dad driving around in this pickup with a fucking beer between his legs, smoking a cigarette, driving a stick shift with one fucking hand. Just,
Oh,
what the
yeah.
fuck is going
They called them road sodas back in the
on?
day. Yeah. I remember my high school teacher telling me about, you know, he would get caught driving his fucking 65 caddy or something by the cops, him and his friends, and they would have bottles of wine in there, and the cops would just take it and tell him, like, we're going to follow you home. Get home safe. It
Right. Yeah.
was a different time. But I get it. I mean,
Oh, absolutely.
I just think they went too serious to, like, with it. Like, if the legal limit is 0.08, dude, like, I feel like that's like a beer and a shot and you're already over the legal limit, and, you know, your whole life could be ruined. I mean, if you get a DUI and you really don't have a buzz going, it could fucking really fuck up your life. I just think they went too far with it. I don't think you should be driving slosh, but there should be
Yeah.
somewhere in between. And I always think you should be driving high. That's
Yes.
marijuana. You should always be high on marijuana drive. But for real though, you have less road rage. You're
Right,
chilling. You're
exactly.
doing the speed limit.
Man, I take edibles. I don't smoke anything, but I've taken edibles and I get fucking high, obviously.
Right.
And I'm just like, there is no fucking way I could play drums right now. I would fucking lose my mind if I had to go on stage.
Oh yeah.
I would
Well,
freak the fuck out.
there's something with edibles, like the way it metabolates in a body that you get higher, like, and you can't gauge it too. So it's like you could eat you know, 50 milligrams of edibles and it takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes to kick in, then all of a sudden you're fucking, whoa.
Yeah.
That's why with the smoking, you could at least gauge it. Like, you could, of course, one hit too many, but kind of know going into it where you're at.
Just never been a smoker.
Yeah.
And I don't think I need to start now that I'm 53, so I'm good. I made it.
Yeah. You could try the vaping. But, it's a little bit less.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
All right, well, go fuck yourself then. I mean, you should try you should try shooting it up, Chad. Go right into
the... Oh, okay, that's mainline THC, pure THC. That sounds great.
You know that's coming, right? Eventually, they're going to have some form of that because it's getting so potent, dude. Like, when flower that's like 40% THC, it's crazy. Like, how high do you need to be, people?
Right. How high are you? Hi, how are you? Have you ever seen that video?
Yes. Yeah, it's like who's on first.
So great.
But it's just the truth, though. I mean, I think cannabis is like, a part of it is hallucinogen, because you could definitely hallucinate if you eat enough edibles or smoke enough. Like, not like you're tripping on acid, but you could there's definitely some like, what is marijuana? Bobby, look it up. What is it labeled as? Like, what class of drugs? Like, hallucinogens, barbiturates, like... I think it is under an hallucinogen, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. If not, it should be.
Psychoactive, he says.
Psychoactive. Mm. Okay. And people out there with cancer, look up RSO, Rick Simpson Oil. I'm telling you, Chad, supposedly this is a cure for cancer, and it's like some form of taking like really potent pot and alcohol and blending it together, and like it's like a 4-week treatment of it. But RSO, and supposedly it's an actual cancer cure. So
I'll have to check that out.
Briefly mention that. People do your own research. But if shit like that is out there and it's natural and it's fucking grows from the earth and can cure cancer and it's not like massively adopted, shows that the pharmaceutical companies don't care.
Well, there's been tons of cures for cancer that they fucking have quashed. They've killed the people. I mean, come on now. There's a reason we don't have a cure for cancer.
Absolutely.
And because Big Pharma makes a lot of money from treating cancer.
Yep.
A lot.
Wouldn't the cancer cure be such a popular thing? Like that, I guess it would just make so much money and then eventually they wouldn't have a disease to cure.
When I say they, I mean the pharmaceutical companies, whoever the fuck they is, but it's probably in this case, pharmaceutical companies, they somehow find out about this person who has this cure. They take them out before they can get any fucking real, you know, any real headway going. And no one ever finds out about it. Few people find out about it, and then they talk about it. They're like, oh, you're conspiracy theorists. That's bullshit. You know, that's what they do. That's how they fucking keep you in line, baby.
I think eventually we're going to find out that sugar is the number one cause of cancer. I mean, I'm sure we already know it, but one day the study will be released and they'll be able to prove it. It just
sucks because I love sugar, but.
Me too, dude. Oh my God. I could be such a fat ass if I wanted to. If I wasn't disciplined with keto, dude, I could be such a fat ass. Just from candy. Like, I don't eat Twinkies and cakes and stuff like that too often, but like sweet tarts, sour candy, all that jazz.
I got my sweet tooth from my mom. She says I'm doomed. She's texting me.
Well, she stayed in good shape. So if she had a sweet tooth, she kept it, kept it at bay.
It's hard when I go home to not eat sugar because she's like, here's some cookies, here's some cake. And I'm like, thanks, Mom.
And they're so
try good. Not to eat sugar, but God damn it.
right. Yeah.
I like my fucking favorite thing, and people will trip out on this. I love to eat sweetened condensed milk right out of the fucking can. I'll eat a whole fucking can of that shit.
Really?
I love it.
What about Cinnabons, dude? Cinnabons are the best.
Sweet condensed milk is my third favorite. My first favorite is Bananas Foster.
Yes.
Butter cake from Mastro's, which is a steakhouse out here. I think there's a couple in New York. The butter cake is ridiculous, and then sweet condensed milk. I like cinnamon rolls. In fact, there's this diner here called Paul's in Mission Viejo that serves monster cinnamon rolls, like this fucking big.
Yo.
Tons of icing on it.
Yes.
So occasionally, my son Phoenix, he loves going to that place too and get the cinnamon rolls, so. We'll go do that once in a while.
Why can't they have that stuff taste?
I'm sorry, Mom. I forgot my mom's carrot cake icing or cream cheese icing. It's the bomb. That slots in there somewhere. Probably number four.
Ooh,
or maybe three.
it made the top five, Lana. That's all that matters. But no, for people that's fucking up there for me, man. That's definitely in my top three. That icing she makes. They're
Oh, yeah.
delicious, man. You
Yeah.
go off
And if you
the
ever come to California, I'll take you to Paul's. We can have a cinnamon roll.
I'm in, dude. That's my downfall. But that's what I'm saying. Why can't they make that stuff taste like that and not put on the pounds? There's got to be a way around it. Like, we gotta craft
That's the
liquor.
conundrum, right?
That is the
Yeah,
conundrum.
put the food companies on that. You want to fucking make a lot of money? Figure out how to make sweet things. Well, I guess they do have artificial sweeteners and shit, but they're all shit, fucking cancer causing.
Right.
I call them, you know, you have yellow death, which is Splenda. You have blue death, which is equal. You have pink death, which is sweet and low. Don't eat any of that shit. It's gross.
Monk fruit though, and stevia. I'm
Yeah,
hearing,
stevia. Yeah.
and then monk fruit. They make some kind of sweetener,
Well,
but
maple syrup is really good for you, and honey, obviously, those are very sweet things, but
ooh, French toast, man, with maple syrup, bro. Let's
pure
go.
maple syrup, not Aunt Jemima's log cabin horse shit.
Oh, that's racist, bro. How dare you not like Aunt Jemima?
Well, I mean, I didn't take her off the fucking label.
Good old
The
Aunt.
libs took her off the label. They solved racism with that. Good job. But they left the fucking white guy on Quaker Oats. Got it. Okay. Sounds good.
Thank God people are getting fed up with this fucking woke agenda and being PC. Like, everybody got so butthurt for a minute and lost their sense of humor and fucking.
Yeah, it's I mean, as I keep saying, everything's a pendulum and we have swung too far to the left. It's
Yeah.
swinging back. Sorry. And
Sorry.
that's like world fucking wide too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize, like, just, I mean, you always knew that America's the best, but just how much other countries really do look to what's going on here to fucking gauge their climate going on in their own countries. Like, I hear a lot of Europe talking about, you know, they basically see what's going on here and follow suit and blah, 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 blah. Like, they follow the leader. And when we're in this disarray, it's like their shit goes haywire too. So you get their fucking loud left mouthpieces standing up, fucking trying
Well, I
to.
mean, like, was it Elon Musk was on, was he on Rogan talking about this, where he said that, you know, basically wokeism came out of San Francisco and was fed to the world via Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, because San Francisco is super liberal, you know, but that woke mind virus came out of that city and was directly fucking fed, force fed to the public by the fucking Twitter.
In
That's
104
why he bought
years.
Twitter. He's like, we got to shut this fucking down.
Thank God, dude. Like, we would be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, not knowing what the fuck is, like, we might think fucking Hunter Biden's laptop was not real still. You know,
Yeah.
who knows, like, where we would be if he didn't buy that. And
Yeah.
what baller
Well,
move.
and then there's Dave Smith was talking about this too. He was on Rogan. He's the guy that famously debated Chris Cuomo about
Yeah.
ivermectin and shit. And he there's a video of him talking about how like in around 2012, somewhere in there, you started every race the use of racism, the use of the word shot way the fuck up. The use of the whole tranny movement shot way the fuck up. Like how, and there's a couple other things that he mentioned, like all this woke shit started around 2012 out of fucking nowhere and just fucking like became the zeitgeist, like was just thrown in the zeitgeist. How the fuck did that happen? It was,
Yeah.
I mean, it just didn't happen naturally.
No. Like, it's crazy to go from, like, in 2012, where gay marriage was basically illegal, to now where fucking they want guys in girls' bathrooms. Like, it's gone completely the other route.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes. I mean, and I'm fine with gays being married. I have no fucking problem with
Absolutely.
that.
100%. I'm just saying, like,
Great. But like, yeah, but where it's gone now from that
yeah.
point is just like ridiculous. Where you gays and, you know, I mean, men and women's bathrooms, fucking men playing women's sports. And the crazy thing is that feminism supports that shit.
Which is insane, and that they've been fighting to get on equal playing field for so long,
Right.
and then they're just allowing this one small percentage of people come in and completely wipe out everything they
These
built.
fucking completely narcissistic people to fucking come in, dress up as a woman, and fucking destroy their sports. And they're like,
Right.
that's feminism. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Use
And
some
it's.
fucking logic, motherfucker. Like, okay, if you want to have trans sports, start your own fucking sports league. Have a third category.
Yeah. The fact that they made that, you saying that, wrong is crazy. Like the fact that you can't say like, oh, they should have their own league. Like that's a correct statement. That the fact that they made that wrong to say like, no, you have to be inclusive and they have to, no, you don't.
No.
There's a
Men
fucking
have their own
line.
league. Women
Yes.
have their own league. Or a trans league.
Exactly.
Period. There you go.
Exactly. It,
Very
the
easy.
other way, it just doesn't make sense. There's
No, makes no
biological
sense.
differences that we
Make
can't.
no sense because it's only happening to women. They're getting the shit kicked out of them. They're getting fucking injured. They're getting fucked up by these men that are pretending to be women in these sports. And like, as I always say, I have no problem with trans people. No problem at all.
No.
But you cannot force yourself into a situation where you are going to injure somebody. Or
I'm
you're
gonna.
going to fucking break a record by like 100 pounds in weightlifting or something. It's just bullshit, man. You're
I'm gonna be.
destroying women's sports
I'm
for
gonna
your
be.
own selfish, narcissistic agenda.
Yeah. I'm gonna be completely honest, Chad. I have no problem with trans people, but I feel awkward around them, like looking at them and stuff. Like I know it's a bad thing to say, but I feel a little uncomfortable when I see a fucking Adam's apple on a chick and, you know, some 5 o'clock shadow. And that's just me being honest. I want everybody to be able to explore their own fucking needs and stuff like that. But just to be completely honest, no problems with you. But I do get a little wacky tobacky weirded out
Yeah,
sometimes.
I hear you.
And nothing wrong with that. But and we should be able to say that too and not be condemned for saying that, you know?
Right.
That's
Exactly.
the thing. To each their own. Don't
To each
like
their own.
that's it, man. Let the world go around and stuff, but you know, you gotta just be tolerant and loving and the golden rule. Lead with the golden rule. Treat others
There.
would want them to treat you. That really
There
is.
you go.
If people followed that one basic thing, what the fuck would the world be, man? If
Be much
everybody,
better.
it really would. And it's very, very easy to do. Like that's not hard to do. I mean, you know, you could slip up here and there, but if you fucking treat people the way you want to be treated, then that goes for politicians, everything, the world would be a fucking way
Oh
better
my
place.
God, yes. You got that right.
So
Did you
yeah.
see Trump at that Al Smith dinner? That was fucking great.
Now what happened?
Oh, it's one of those dinners where they all the politicians gather together and they roast each other. You didn't see the videos from this?
No.
He's literally wrote like, and oh, by the way, Kamala did not show up to this event, but
Of
Trump
course.
did. So he's like Chuck Schumer sitting right beside him, and he's fucking busting on Chuck Schumer. He's fucking making fun of Kamala and Todd Waltz and doing all it was fucking hilarious, dude. I mean,
Nice.
he Trump's a funny guy.
Oh my
Like
God.
when he wants to do comedy, he's a funny guy.
He's
And
a
so his
comedian.
comedy at this thing was fucking, but it was funny because, you know, he's standing right beside Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer's laughing. So they all kind of get along,
Oh yeah.
but then act like they don't.
Right.
And I'll say that about Trump too. It's like, but I think he takes that with a grain of salt. Like you know, Trump, that is, I think he's like, he knows that they don't really like him, but they'll act like they like him
Right.
for the
They'll
cameras.
be fake,
Yeah.
two-faced. But I think there is some of that too. Like you said, there is, you know, they have to separate and, you know, on camera, like look like they're far off. But I think when they all get in the same room, they kind of all, we're in this together. We're on the side of the politicians, not the people type of behavior. I'm just guessing.
Do you know who Cyrus is? He's on the Five on Fox. Big
Yes. Big fucking
I think
dude.
he's yeah.
Black.
I think he's biracial, but
Yeah.
he was interviewing Trump and he was talking about how Trump back, I don't know when what time period this was, but Trump chartered a plane for Nelson Mandela and his family to fly from South Africa to New York for some reason. Because they couldn't get here for whatever reason. I don't know exactly the whole story behind it, but that's what
Right.
he's talking about. But my point in bringing that up is like, oh yeah, that's a very racist guy there. He's gonna charter a pay to charter a plane to fly of all Nelson Mandela and all his family from South Africa.
Well, that's
And
right.
you're gonna keep calling him racist. He got some. What did he get? Some Rosa Parks award for fucking, you know, for being a friend of the black community back in the day, like something that Muhammad Ali got and a bunch of these other, you know, upstanding black people have gotten. Trump got that award, but he's racist.
Well, it's just clear. I mean, his actions have dictated the fact that he's not for so long,
Right.
but the fact that they could just say that and make him one is crazy.
Right.
What
But
he
Cyrus can Cyrus is talking about also how like he's helped his employees. He's helped people that come in. He's paid off people's mortgages. He's paid off their, you know, he's paid off their debts. He's given loans to black entrepreneurs that they didn't have to pay back. He's done all these fucking things. And Cyrus's point was, why doesn't your team talk about that? And Trump's just like, I don't really crave attention for those kind of things. I do those things because I want to,
Right.
not because I want to get pressed for it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so that's a selfish, shitty human being right there.
But that's the thing. Like
That's
he's
what the left
got.
says, you know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
he literally does all these fucking nice things for people, but you continue to call him a piece of shit, and he's only in this for himself, and you know, he just wants to be president so he has power. It's like, no, motherfucker, he wants to help you,
Right.
everybody.
Right.
Even the fucking libtards that fucking hate him, he wants to help them be better
Right.
Americans.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kamala, on the other hand, doesn't give a fuck about you.
No. Her life has only gotten better and better since she's been in politics. Trump's life has gotten worse and worse, both as far as, you know,
Exactly.
commercially and personally. Like his businesses have suffered, him personally for sure have suffered because of it. So it's like if he was doing this for
He's been
selfish
shot
reasons,
at.
shot at. That's what I'm saying. So if he was doing this for selfish reasons and like, what the fuck could they possibly be? Like his life is in peril, literally,
Right.
because of this. Like, what would be his reason? If, like, if he was selfish, he would fucking pull out and be like, I
Oh,
can't do
yeah.
this because they're,
Be like, I'm done.
yeah, they're literally trying to kill me now. I mean, it's just crazy, dude, that we still. Like, there's been no press conference since that first assassination attempt. There's been no heavy investigation. Like, why are we not up in arms about this?
Because
That.
your mainstream media tells you don't, you know, they move on to the next thing for one, but like, yeah, they just no one cares. It's fucking wild, man.
It is wild, bro. Like, I understand if you hate the dude, but the fact that, you know, they're trying to kill this man should make you stand up and be like, all right, well, something the fuck is up. Like
Right.
nobody deserves to die. And the
But
fact
instead of thinking that, they cheer it. They're like, oh yeah, you gotta kill him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you morbid ass motherfuckers? Like, are you serious? And that's the other thing that Elon Musk calls the left is a death cult.
Oh, for
And they
sure.
literally will celebrate someone trying to kill Trump. That means you're in death cult, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, do you I would not if someone attempted to assassinate Kamala or Biden, I would not be down with that. I'm like, that's fucked
No.
up. Like, we got and but conversely, there would be press conference. There would be fucking an investigation. You'd
Yes.
hear about it 24/7 until it's fucking solved or they figure out
Right.
who the fuck it was. And you'd hear about it even after that if it
Right.
happened to one of those people.
Right. And the fact that if Iran wanted Kamala Harris to be our next president, that would make me be like, all right, well, why? The fact that they
They
don't want
don't want Trump.
Trump
Yeah, exactly.
should be very telling to the people. Like,
Yeah.
like that should be very telling that Iran doesn't want Trump as our president.
Right. And I can tell you who else doesn't want Trump as our president. Zelensky.
No,
That
correct.
shit's going to get shut the fuck down.
Thank God, man. That money will stop going over there and they could fucking.
Well, I mean, when I say it's going to get shut down, he will solve that fucking war day one.
Well,
Maybe
yeah.
not day one, but shortly after. I mean, and
Shortly
I
after.
fully believe that. Like, but and then the left is like, oh, he's going to talk to Putin? He's a Putin puppet.
He's
Biden
just
has never
talking.
talked to Putin through this whole fucking situation, has
Insane.
never talked to the president of Russia.
Insane. In a proxy war with him and hasn't spoken to him.
Right.
Like, don't you think before you start giving billions of dollars to go against your adversary, you should at least pick up the phone and see if there's a way
Well, you'd think so
you could?
unless you were profiting from it.
Right. Unless that money was going back into your bank account. But Jesus Christ, man. The fact that people could still vote for somebody that has been part of that administration is.
Like, yeah, it's like what happened to the Democrat Party there that they're now the War Hawks
How?
because they're told to be. It's like, wow. Like the elites have become War Hawks and now all the little minions behind them are like, oh yeah, we gotta save Ukraine. Oh, we gotta send them whatever money we can. Oh, there's a hurricane in North Carolina. There's no money for them. Well, first of all, that's not true, but it is. But fuck the American people. We got to send more money to Ukraine. He just announced another $425 million to fucking send over there. And
Crazy.
yet the people in fucking in North Carolina get nothing.
Nothing.
$700. It's
Which
fucking
will do
crazy.
nothing. It won't. I mean, that's two trips to the grocery stores with the fucking way shit is inflated right now.
Maui's still fucked up.
Right.
No one, they haven't rebuilt anything in Maui. There's no federal assistance. They got $750 each family.
And I heard their land was being bought by people who had more money than them.
Oh yeah, that's what's happening. That was the whole that's was whole conspiracy theory that came out. Like, yeah, they
Right.
burnt this whole fucking place down so that because the land that those native Hawaiians sat on was it's worth billions of dollars.
Right. Oh my God. Can you imagine,
Oh,
like,
and by the way, what was it? Is Lahaina? Is that what the name of the city is? That was like one of the first one of gonna gonna be one of the first 15-minute cities in America.
right.
And you know what 15-minute cities are?
Tell them.
It's the way to fucking control you. You're gonna be kept within a 15-minute perimeter of your fucking city, and they don't want you to leave.
Right.
So you then
You work there.
they'll start it incrementally. It's like it's not they'll set up the 15-minute city, and you'll be allowed to leave and do what you want. But then all of a sudden they're gonna be like, no, you can't go past this perimeter anymore,
Right. Zone
and you
one.
can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. Pretty soon you're just a fucking prisoner.
Yep.
But everyone's like, yeah, cool, okay,
But what do
sounds
you need to
good.
leave for? Everything that you need is in that 15-minute city.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, I have to go out. No, you don't. It's all right there.
I want to go on a fucking road trip, motherfucker. Nope, can't do that.
Nope. I want to see my family. Well, you can FaceTime them. Hologram style. Are you going to, once we AI takes over and we start like melding with computers, are you going to get the chip implanted, or are you going to be one of the last to adopt and become a
Oh, getting a
cyborg?
fucking chip in my brain?
Yeah.
Nah.
I
I'll
feel
take
like
a pass on that, just like the vaccine. Thank you.
see, that's one where I'm like, I'll hop on that right now. I'm ready to go. If I could just Google shit in my brain and fucking.
Well, I mean, okay, so you're going back to the robotaxis and hacking. What if someone hacks that in your fucking brain? What are you going to do? They're like,
Yep.
they shut down your fucking heart.
But there's too much benefits to it, me not getting it. You know what I'm saying? So like, if this is gonna make me think better, react better, jump better, fucking do
Are you
everything
gonna be the
better.
bionic man, motherfucker?
That's
Okay.
right. So I
I
gotta
did
hop
see
on.
that the first guy that had the Neuralink implanted, he was on Rogan.
I didn't watch that one. Was
I
it
forget
good?
his name. It's a really good episode, but he talks about so he has the thing in his brain, he can play video games, like just thinking about it. But he said that in the near future, like he has a spinal cord injury, obviously he's from the, I think from the shoulders down or neck down, he's paralyzed. But he said that eventually Neuralink was going to be able to like have the Neuralink in his brain, implant another chip below his injury in his spine, and then fucking connect his spine electronically so that he can have use of his limbs. That's
Wow.
it's down the road, obviously, but that's one of the things that they're going to be able to do,
That's fucking nuts, man.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you know your brain and your nervous system is just electronic signals, so
Right.
if they can bypass that area that's damaged, boom.
Yeah. Oh,
You're
I'm amazed.
walking again.
When you watch surgeries and they're just fucking pulling out organs, putting to the side, and then they put them back in, you're like, oh my God, we fucking really are like, they look like pit crews taking apart a car and then
Oh
like.
yeah. Doctor, that's yeah, doctors and surgeons are amazing. It's just like you know, for most people that's the most disgusting thing you can ever look at, and they're just like in there fucking working it and
Yeah, man.
fixing it and taking
Fuck.
it out and putting it back in, like wild.
It's
Just wait
insane.
till your stem cells can grow fucking organs for yourself. That's coming.
Oh yeah. Well, you heard about that one doctor saying that he was like creating artificial organs like out of plastic, and it was all bullshit. And he was like actually like doing surgeries on people, and they were fucking dying.
Oh
But they
God, where was
let
that? I didn't hear about that.
I think it was like over in Europe, but they allowed him to do like, I forget, like fucking 20. Yeah, they were like 3D printed organs, I think, Bobby. And they allowed him to do like a bunch before like they fucking realized this guy's bullshitting and these aren't fucking working. He
Wow.
was like fucking 3D printing like valves, like heart valves and shit, and going to implant them. And then like the bodies were rejected them very quickly because it's a foreign object in
Yeah. Yeah.
crazy, bro.
I mean, they have a hard enough time implanting organs from other people, donors, with your body rejecting. You got to take one of those anti-rejection fucking drugs for the rest of your life.
Oh, you know they're
Now.
gonna have fucking dudes with fucking 3 foot cocks at some point when they can.
You'll be able to literally grow one with stem cells.
Right. Oh
I want
my.
a bigger dick.
You'll
Okay.
literally
Here
have
you
a
go.
third leg. My God. Because people will want that. You know what I'm saying? They
Oh,
won't.
yeah.
Oh, I could go 3 feet. We'll make it 4 feet.
Eight feet.
Like, but dude, you can only fuck horses now.
Right.
Oh,
Ooh.
okay. Oh
No,
my
thanks.
God.
I'll take another couple inches. I'll be good.
Yeah, but as I mean, at some point, you know, even at whatever point, if it can't fit in a mouth or a vagina, you know, it's too big.
Right.
You
This
know
is
what
true.
I'm saying?
The average vagina can take about 5 to 6 inches.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I was surprised, dude. I forget where I was catching it, but like they were saying the average size of a male's penis is like 4 inches or some shit. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I think the average is 4 or 5 inches. Yeah.
4 or 5 inches.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, now that's a good thing for people. But you grow up watching porn, you're like, oh, the average dick is fucking 13 inches. You know, because everybody on there is
Yeah.
ginormous.
Well, I'm proud to say I have an above average cock, so.
Yes.
Hey.
Two, we have above average cocks, ladies. Come call. For a good time, call the gracious two. Our number is
1-800, do it.
that's right. 1-800 gracious two. 2 inches from the ground.
My mom's saying enough.
Yeah, no, sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mama Gracie. We
Hey,
keep
mom,
forgetting.
the earmuffs.
Yeah,
Earmuffs, mom.
earmuffs. That's what
Earmuffs.
we're gonna have to say from now on. But we're gonna have to get a beep button on here. I have one,
Right.
but it doesn't. So like I could. You guys didn't hear the beep, did you?
Nope, no beep.
Yeah, it's so weird, dude. I gotta figure that fucking out. But you hear
Tell me when I change my voice, but
yeah.
it's all part of the same board. I don't know what the fuck happens there. But anywho,
Don't give me one of those boards. I'll be like, burr, burr, burr.
oh, you'll be using it left and right. Bob A. Oh, so yeah, we had a guest today.
Yeah,
There's
my friend Tanya, she's going, we're going to rebook her, but she got a little ill, so she couldn't come on today, unfortunately. But she's going to come on and talk about people that she knows personally that have been vaccine injured, and unfortunately, one of them is her beloved brother who passed away from turbo cancer. He got the vax behind the family's back and didn't tell anybody,
Oh
and
yeah.
then he got fucking turbo pancreatic cancer. They figured out he had cancer, and about I think 6 weeks he was gone.
Wow.
Really, really sad. Really fucking sad.
So he had the family that he didn't want to tell that he got the vax, because there was a lot of people who you couldn't tell your family you didn't get the vax. So his family was on the cool side, like, don't get the vax. Yeah.
Yeah, he got the vax. He stated that he got the vax so he could go watch his favorite Australian football team, or was it a rugby team? I think it's rugby. But anyway, that's why he got, I mean, like most people, they got the vax so they could go participate in society,
Right. Oh, but
right?
they never made you get the vax to participate in society,
No,
Chad.
that's bullshit. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's oh, what do you we didn't make people get the vax. What are you talking about? Wasn't mandated.
Oh,
You could have
yeah.
chosen not to, but lost your career and your fucking livelihood. But no, it wasn't mandated. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, dude. You had to show vaccines to go in a restaurant, in New York for a while. That was
Right.
the
And the same people that don't want you to have voter ID wanted you to have a fucking vaccine card to go in a fucking restaurant. Same people.
very good,
Same
dude.
fucking people.
So they're too stupid to get the ID, but not too stupid to get the vaccine and have the
Right.
card. Okay, that makes sense.
Got it.
Got it, get it, good.
Right. Right.
Oh
That's not
my.
racist. Okay, got it.
What the fuck, man? What actually is racist and or I just couldn't get over the amount
What
of.
actually is racist is saying that black people can't get IDs. They're not able to get IDs. That's fucking racist.
Right.
And
That is
that's what the
racist.
liberals say. Well, they don't know how to get IDs. They don't know how to get online. They don't know what a computer is. What?
They don't know what a computer is. That's the best one, dude.
That's fucking racist.
Can you
They're
imagine?
making them, requiring them to have an ID to vote is not racist.
And but like,
Saying that they have no ability to get a fucking ID is racist. Hello? Wake
hello.
up.
They can't read the words ID, the letters ID,
Right.
so they can't get one. They're too stupid.
Fucking retarded. I mean, as we always say, it's upside down world and people fall for it.
We just got to hop on the upside down where we got to stop complaining about it and join them, and then we'll be happy.
Yeah, I'll just divorce myself from reality and fucking logic and just, yeah, join those fucking people. Sounds good.
We'll go out, we'll get vaccinated, and then if we get conditions from it, we'll just completely ignore it, think it's from something else.
Bobby's calling them the Borg.
The
That's the
Borg.
hive mind. That's exactly fucking right, dude. They are the fucking Borg. This is literally the Borg. They're the hive mind. They all have to think alike. Groupthink. We all have to think
Right.
centrally. We all tapped into the same central fucking bullshit dialogue. Yes, we all have to say the same thing. Okay, great. It's like
Am
the
I
fucking
hungry?
newscast where they show the same thing being said by multiple local newscasts all over the country. The same fucking exact thing. Groupthink.
Joe
It's the
Biden,
Borg. Bobby,
sharp
I'm using
attack.
that. Thank you, buddy. It's the Borg.
Bobby Hayes, sharpest attack. Bobby
There
Hayes,
you go.
sharpest attack. Rob Bobby Yankee, you want to come off camera here, and come on camera or whatever the fuck it is.
Come off camera to come on camera.
Yeah.
There he is.
You have your
What's up,
pants
guys?
on. There it is.
Bobby. That was a good one, dude. The Borg, that's fucking awesome. I love
Yeah,
it.
that's what it is. It's the hive mind, like you said. It's absolutely. That's 100% what it is.
Is that a military folded flag I see to your left?
Yeah, it was my grandfather's. I'm
Oh, cool.
actually gonna get some paperwork where he got a letter from Reagan for serving. My
Perfect.
aunt's sending it to me.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
Where did he
yeah.
serve?
He served World War II
Okay.
and Korean War.
Korea.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, cool.
yeah.
Damn, he
Wow.
did both?
Huh?
He did the Korean War and World War II?
Yeah,
Well,
yeah.
that fucker wasn't playing.
Dude, Korea is fucked
Yeah.
up, man. I mean, World War II is fucked up, obviously, but Korea is like the Chosin Reservoir. That whole, if you ever read about that, the Marines at Chosin Reservoir, it's fucking wild, man.
Yeah,
Fuck.
he said that the Korean War was a lie. It was really fucked up for
Really?
him, at least.
I was there, gentlemen. Just so you know, I know I look young, but I was
Maybe
there.
in a prior life, maybe.
You were in someone's balls carrying you around.
Yeah, that's right. I always want to be in somebody's balls. That's where I love to dwell. It's nice and warm down there.
I wanted to share something. Did you see this?
Ah, of course she is. Yeah. And then people will see the libtards will see that and go, yeah, see, she didn't do that. Yes, she did. There's video of her saying it. There's video of
Yeah.
her literally saying it. It's
I
fucking wild,
mean,
man.
it is. It's
Videos of
wild.
her being the borders are, it's like, but nobody could fucking, they could just get away with saying they didn't do this, they did do this just by lying because nobody, even when a video is played of them doing it, oh, but I meant something else. Like they figure out a way
Right.
around it.
Oh, well,
Yeah, that's
they and
true.
they can just gaslight because the media backs them up when they gaslight. The
Right.
media does it for them, for God's sakes.
But but like to me, like let's just say like this was my team and I was on the left right now and they're like I would not want to win this way. You know what I'm saying? Like I wouldn't want to just have everything shoved down the
That's how
people.
tribal it is, though. They don't like the people on the left. They don't fucking care. They'll win any way
They
they can.
don't,
They
yeah.
don't care. And
You ever play a
they
game,
don't give a
Chad?
shit.
Did you ever play a
What's that?
game and then did you ever play a game and then once you get too good at it, it becomes no longer fun because you're winning and it's just too easy. Like that's what this would be to me at this point. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to win that way as I guess.
Well, but I don't think they're gonna win that way, though.
No, they're not. They fucked up. They went one step too far this
Oh,
time.
they've gone way well. Yeah, a few.
Well, the
I think they've
polls.
taken 100 steps too far, but whatever.
Right.
I don't really pay attention to the polls like that, but recently Trump's been killing it, like killing it. I know the polls aren't exactly the
The
best.
polls are skewed way Democrat. They always have been.
Yeah,
But
but
I watched this guy
considering
election
that,
time. Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
considering that they're skewed, he's still killing it.
Yeah, that's the point. Like she's doing far worse than Biden was at this point in
Yeah,
the 2020
exactly.
election. Far worse. And she is way below the margin of error for because, you know, Biden, for instance, I think he was up, I don't know, it's bullshit, but I have to go back and find the actual stats, but like he was up 6 points in Virginia, but it only won it by like 1 point. Something, you know, there's all kinds of cases like that, whereas she is up like maybe 1 point in
Right.
those places. And
Right.
so the margin of error is going to be way off.
Yeah.
I would love if he turns some blue states red. It'd be fucking great. Virginia's possibility, Oregon's a possibility, Minnesota's a possibility. It'd be
Yes.
fucking awesome for him to turn some states red.
Dude, I know it's not going to happen, but I'm not joking. In New Jersey, I only see Trump flags, and people I know, they're only for Trump. So it's like, even though I know New Jersey's not going to vote Trump, it's like I don't see how it's not, because everywhere I see and everybody I talk to is a Trumper. So it's like, I don't know. And of course, Pennsylvania, I mean, that's just Trump state, but I know it's a swing state, and
Yeah.
I wanted to bring this up too. I want to show you how ahead of his time Henry Ford was.
Oh,
One
major. Did
second.
you ever hear about Fordlandia?
No. Wait a
Yeah,
minute, Bobby. The guy who invented the what was it?
he invented the assembly line.
The assembly line was ahead of his time.
Oh yeah, of course. But yeah, he once said if the common layman understood how the economy worked, there would be riots in the morning. That was a quote from him. I found this 100-year-old article where he was talking about energy as a store of value, and that's exactly what crypto is. Crypto is, and proof of work is energy as a store of value. And here. This is a newspaper article from like 1921. He
Energy
said, we'll
currency.
replace
Interesting.
gold with energy currency and stop wars.
Yeah, that is fucking ahead of his time. I mean, everybody should want to stop wars. Energy currency, like, meaning what, though?
Like what Bitcoin is. That's
Because it
basically what
takes
Bitcoin
energy
is.
to mine it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, Ford was amazing. He Fordlandia was this. He bought all this land in Brazil in the rainforest, and they started growing rubber trees. He wanted to control his rubber supply, and so he set up this fucking Ford based company town in the middle of the fucking jungle, and he had obviously all the locals working there. But he instituted like crazy draconian, like, measures against them. Like, they had to be Christians and they had to go to church, and they started doing all these things, and they rebelled. Didn't work out. And it's I think the structures and stuff are still there. It's an abandoned, basically city town in the middle of the Brazilian rainforest. He never made any rubber out of it because the people basically were like, fuck you, man, we're not doing
Too
this.
strong-willed, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't
Wow.
realize
That's
how
crazy.
deep
deep their will ran. I heard before World War II, Ford came up with a plastic that wasn't petroleum based, and then had to scrap it, I guess, for World War II, because like faster production to make the plastic was like the petroleum based one. But
Yeah.
supposedly he.
Fucking, I mean, our whole modern world is still ruled by fucking Rockefeller.
Yeah,
Plastics,
exactly. Yeah,
all the
petroleum.
petroleum-based fucking pharmaceuticals, that was all set up by fucking Ford. He set up the whole medical education system in this
You
country.
mean Rockefeller? Yeah,
Yeah,
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
He said it. He said it, that we still are living under this motherfucker's thumb, because
Isn't it
he's
crazy?
the whole medical system was set up by him to funnel you into petroleum-based fucking drugs. And what do
Yeah,
doctors do now?
exactly.
You go to the
Exactly.
doctor. What's wrong? Oh, I have this ache and blah blah. Okay, here's a pill. See ya.
Right.
Here's a fucking pill. Bye bye. Let's not get to the root cause and figure out why you feel like that, or just let's not check your diet,
Right.
anything else. Here's a pill. Big pharma, billions of dollars. Boom. There you go.
I was watching the one Rogan, and he had on Casey Means, Callie Means. It was like a brother sister duo. And I guess they were doctors, and
Oh yeah, I saw that one. It's great. Yes.
a doctor can prescribe to you, like, you need to exercise, and your insurance will pay for your a gym membership. And
Had no
doctors
idea.
had no idea. And doctors aren't doing that. They'd rather prescribe the pill, get kickbacks from it, and not really actually fix the problem, but just keep you coming into the office. And
I should ask my GP about that.
100%, dude. You
Oh,
got a free gym membership. Fucking, they
yeah.
could
Paid for by
prescribe.
insurance. Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
John, I found the article. He was using a hemp-based plastic. Here's
Right.
the article.
Oh, hemp was,
I actually
Rogan's talking about
posted.
this a lot. Yeah, hemp is far
I,
superior for paper, cloth,
yep, yeah.
plastics. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why they put a they tried to crush it. They crushed, the whole
Yeah,
marijuana
they
thing.
used the marijuana was a slang word for Mexican tobacco.
But they
Right.
adopted it because it sounds menacing, and they're like, "Oh, marijuana!" And then they made all these fucking
Exactly.
crazy movies about madmen on marijuana raping women and shit. It's fucking wild.
Yep. It's,
Well,
it
not
was all
only,
propaganda.
yep.
Not only does the hemp plant make better, like stronger paper and stuff, like, but when you cut it down to do that, one can grow up in like 2 months and produce
Right.
the same amount of paper, whereas a tree needs fucking years
Yeah,
before
decades.
exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Grow back. So it's like,
I think we're going to start moving to that now. I think,
Well, I mean,
like, finally people were
if
waking up to the fact that this was all, part of an agenda,
well, if
like the
people were
whole
truly green,
Rockefeller.
they would rather have fuck they if they were truly green, they'd rather have fucking marijuana or hemp-based fucking products
Exactly.
instead of paper-based products because or tree wood-based products because you're using less land,
Right.
the crops grow fucking fast as hell.
Yep.
You
Exactly.
can, I mean, it's just amazing, but you've been taught that no, paper is better. We like paper.
If you were
Marijuana's
peacefully
bad.
green, you would smoke green, is all I'm saying. Or,
Yeah,
or.
he said it was lighter than fiberglass and 10 times tougher than steel,
100%.
the bioplastic that he
Wow.
made.
And the fact
All
that
right, man.
it's still not like we're not making products out of it at the rate we should be is crazy. Like
Exactly.
that's a field people should be hopping all over on. But it seems that Kamala and Trump are both agreed upon taking marijuana and putting it into a Schedule One drug or a Schedule Three, whatever is the higher of the two. Like they're gonna
Yeah, Schedule One, it used to be Schedule One. They've moved to Schedule Three now, thank God.
Federally, right?
It was,
Yeah.
yeah, it was
It made no
marijuana
sense as a
was.
Schedule One.
Yeah, marijuana was the same as like opioids and fucking heroin and crack and fucking cocaine. I was like, what? What?
it's crazy.
Like, how the fuck, man?
Meanwhile, the US government owns patents on fucking marijuana products.
As they should.
As they should do that. But on the other hand, it's like, why was it Schedule One ever? Now it's
Right.
scheduled. Why is it even illegal at this point?
Well, that was the whole thing. Like, if they made drugs legal, you wouldn't have these cartels propped up. Everything would be regulated. You wouldn't have people accidentally overdosing on fentanyl laced products. So you might have more people trying it, and like there might be a correction curve in the beginning because it goes from legal to non-legal. But that'll eventually fix itself, and the people who are going to do drugs will do drugs, and the people who aren't going to do drugs won't do drugs. But you
Yeah.
will have a whole generation of people who are not getting illegally laced stuff and accidentally ODing, and you won't have these illegal cartels making money off of it because it's all done and regulated here. So it's like, I don't understand. A real free society should be able to pick and choose what they put into their body and,
Right.
you know, be,
Yeah,
you
I mean,
know.
Oregon tried that for a little bit, and now they've gone back. I think they made everything kind of legal. And it hasn't worked out for them, but they might not have gone far enough into it, like you said, because
Right.
there's going to be growing pains. Like there's,
Yes.
more people are going to, like you said, more people are going to try it, which means more people may or may not be addicted to it, which could cause
Right.
problems. But once it levels off,
Yes.
in theory, I don't know if I'm for it or against it. I haven't really
And
thought about it that much, but it's
you're gonna
interesting.
need the infrastructure for it too, you're gonna need
Sure.
the infrastructure for the people, for people that want help,
Absolutely. Well, and that was the
But
thing
yeah.
with Oregon. Like when they made it legal, like they didn't. So you were still getting the
Oregon.
accidental Oregon, whatever. You're still
Such
getting.
an East Coaster.
Yeah, I know. You're still getting the because they're not producing it there, so you're still getting the accidental overdose. But they made it to where they just made it like a place for drug addicts to go to because it
Yeah.
was legal in that spot. But they still weren't bringing in drugs that people could get, like not like laced and stuff like that. So I'm saying if you made it
Yeah.
legal across the board and then just had it to where you could go to stores.
Everything's regulated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All the drugs
exactly.
are
Oh,
regulated. Yeah.
yeah.
They're regulated and taxed and all that stuff. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, and educated people on it. Like there's no way, like if you've done a fucking Oxycontin pill or you've done heroin, you've done the same fucking thing, but one's legal, one isn't. So it's like
Right.
there's still no rhyme or reason into why some shit is legal and some shit isn't, except for the fact that it's a way for them to have like black ops and make money off of shit as they did with the whole Iran-Contra thing back in the day. Like, so it's like there's, I don't know. I just think that a free society, make it legal, get rid of the fake tainted shit, and stop propping up these cartels that are, because people are doing it. People want to do drugs. That's the reason why there's a market for it, a black market for it. They're doing it
Obviously.
anyway. So why
Absolutely.
give the benefits to these
Why
illegal
not regulate it
cartels?
and tax it? Yeah.
Right.
Go to the
Right.
dispensary, you buy an ounce of cocaine, it's fucking whatever, and here's the tax money on it. You get the benefit of that. And if you OD and die, that's you take that risk. That's inherent risk.
Absolutely.
And you
Like
know about it.
you could drink yourself to death. You can go fucking buy 200 proof alcohol and fucking drink that whole bottle and fucking.
Right. Cigarettes and alcohol are legal. What's the fucking difference?
Right. You could OD on aspirin, I'm pretty sure. There's a bunch
Oh
of.
yeah, you can OD on aspirin for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, you can OD on water, God damn it. You can drink too much water.
I heard about
Yeah,
that.
yeah,
People on
yeah.
ecstasy were drinking too much water and then fucking like
It
drowning.
fucks up the fucks up the electrolytes in your blood, and then you get too
Crazy.
saturated and then you die. Your blood, your nervous system can't work anymore.
That was a fun
You
drug.
can drown yourself by drinking too much water, people.
I just want to show this one more thing. This is for the future. Like a
For the
couple
future.
months, like a couple months from now, people find out like this conspiracy.
Oh shit.
If learning about P. Diddy upset you, wait till you hear about
Oh
Disney.
yeah, dude. Disney's all kinds of fucked up. Yep.
Crazy,
If people
dude.
don't know
I got
that.
rid of Disney Plus and all that fucking bullshit. I was like, I don't know, my kids are watching this shit anymore. Just fuck Disney.
Subliminal messages. Yeah, I mean,
Yep.
just what the
Yeah.
company stands for. Even just going back to where you could like in like the old movies where, in The Little Mermaid, like she's the priest is marrying them at the end and he's got a fucking boner like in his pants going up. Like the fact that that shit is in these movies and is still stayed there is crazy. Like what the
It
fuck?
is. It
Subliminally.
it's fucking wild.
It
Yeah.
is. It is. It is all subliminal. You're right. Like you said.
Well, and then, then what was this, the kerfuffle in fucking Florida with Disney? They wanted to do, oh, they were against his, the DeSantis's. They called it the don't say gay law, but it didn't, never said that in the fucking law, whatever that law was that they were talking about.
Oh
Disney,
yeah.
it's like Disney got all up in arms about it. And he's like, well, fuck you, man. What? You're just an entertainment corporation. I got to take fucking legal advice from you now? Or, it's like, no, Disney, stay in your fucking lane.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have a bunch of child predators working. They're constantly getting busted for child predators working at Disney. Let's do a little background check, motherfuckers. This is
Exactly.
a park full of kids, and you're gonna let child predator work there. Okay, that sounds like a good fucking recipe.
Yeah, sounds like a recipe for disaster. I mean, you
Exactly. I was just
gotta
gonna say that.
background check to fucking work at McDonald's, but not at fucking Disney with little kids where you're putting on a fucking Furby costume and fucking.
Yeah, and they're fucking woke and they're a joke now. I mean, like that's Cinderella fucking bullshit. Like that's ridiculous, man. The Cinderella they made, the new movie with that actress who's a
Oh
fucking
God,
woke
that was
idiot.
ridiculous.
God.
Check
And then
this out.
they turn the seven dwarves into the seven DEI hires. It's fucking stupid.
It's
I think
crazy.
this is what Trump did while he was at Disney at McDonald's
Yeah,
yesterday.
right. Yeah, that's another thing. The left is all up in arms that he was actually at McDonald's working and shit. And Kamala
Right.
can't prove that she ever actually w worked at a McDonald's. Like,
Right, and
yeah,
then
she can.
they're all saying that it was staged. It's like, yeah, no shit, it was staged. You think he just rolled up with all this fucking people to a McDonald's randomly and said, "Hey, let me do some fucking fries." Like, yeah,
Right,
of
for
course it's
real.
staged.
Of
Of
course,
course.
yeah.
Hello?
But
You don't think
I mean, people
everything that
have to be
Kamala does is
retarded.
fucking staged?
Yeah, it's staged that he's going there and they got to check out the scene first, but they're not putting
Yeah.
actors there to interact with him. The interactions are all fucking real and normal, but yeah, they have to go make sure it's secure for President Trump to go there because
Exactly.
he's been shot at how many times now or tried
Yeah,
to.
it's had the most assassination attempts of any fucking presidential candidate I can ever think of.
Or maybe
Yeah, for
any
real.
human a lot. Like, I don't know another human that has had three assassination attempts on them in this short amount of time. Like, he might have that Guinness Book of World Records, which is not a good one to have. Like, in the amount of months, like, what has it been? 4 months since the first one, then he's had three, two other ones. It's crazy.
Fucking
And
wild.
now the Secret Service is saying, like, oh, he now has as much Secret Service as the sitting president. Bitch, he should have had more. He's been
Well,
fucking.
I saw a former Secret Service guy talking about that. It's not based on your level, like your level of like your level in the
Threat
government.
level.
It's based on your threat level. So he
Right.
has the highest threat level of anybody. Clearly. Obviously.
Biden
Exactly. Biden's on the
has
fucking
no threat
beach sleep. He has no threat level.
level. He's got a threat level to himself. Like, dude,
Kamala hate
you're
people
tired.
don't like Kamala so much, they're just like, yeah, whatever. Leave her
Yeah.
alone.
They got a fucking wrap
She'll
him
talk her way out
in
of this, so we don't have to kill her.
the
Exactly. No bullets killing Biden, but fucking he will by just walking.
Which I don't condone, by the way.
No, we don't. That's the thing, is we don't actually want him dead.
As I said earlier, if there
Awesome.
was an assassination attempt on Biden or Kamala, I wouldn't be celebrating it like the fucking left death cult does, celebrating the attempts on Trump's life.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Those
It
people are
is.
disgusting. They're just disgusting.
It's crazy.
It is.
Next week we got Alan Roth coming on as our guest.
Yeah, my buddy Alan. So Alan is a entrepreneur down in Miami. I've known him for years and years. He's done a lot of like club promoting and owned a bunch of places, but he currently owns these two places. One's called Rosa Sky, which is a rooftop bar in downtown Miami. It's a fucking great spot. I've been
Yes.
there. And then his other place is called Giselle, which is sort of north Miami, downtown Miami. Great restaurant, cool place. Fucking
Sexy
cool place.
name.
He does a lot of really cool stuff and super nice guy. One of my good friends.
So excited about that. November,
Hi.
we're going guest list because that'll be our election coverage. I don't know if I'm going to
Yes.
vote before or after our show, probably after.
Oh, by the way, I want to talk to you about that. I'll do it live on air. I'm having surgery on the first.
Ooh.
I'm having, and I'll talk about this for any other men that have this problem. I'm having something called spermatoceles removed from my testicles.
Ooh, on the first of December?
1st of November.
First of November.
So November 5th, I may be
Incog.
I'll do the show, but I think I'll be
From
I might
bed.
be a little, I might do it from bed, yeah. So,
I might be
but
carrying us that day.
yes, but spermatoceles are benign cysts that grow in your epididymis on your testicle.
Thank God. How did you find that? Was did you just hanging out?
Because one of them is 11 centimeters.
Wow. It's bigger than my cock.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's bigger than my dick, Chad.
Yes. And the other
Wow.
one is like 5 centimeters, so they're big.
Wow. Well, thank God you caught
So
them.
it's time to get these things taken care of.
They do burn them off or something?
No, it's no. They come in and they open you up and cut them out.
Oh, okay.
Do you
I'm
want me
gonna tell.
tell my doctor. I was like, I want to. You need to save these motherfuckers. I want to see them,
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you want me there with?
especially the big one.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Maybe.
So, but yeah, I had a vasectomy in 2014, and sometimes because when they give you a vasectomy, they cut your vas deferens, which is the little pipe that goes from your testicles, epididymis. So, the epididymis sits on top of your testicle, collects the sperm from your testicle. The vas deferens connects that to into your prostate, and then through your urethra, that's how you ejaculate sperm. So, when you get a vasectomy, sperm have nowhere to go. And so, spermatoceles are basically like these benign cysts that are full of dead sperm.
Okay.
So maybe it's actually you're
Interesting.
growing a third and fourth testicle. They're trying to get to the
It's
vas
like I have four nuts in there. I've had many women like, "What's you have like four balls?"
Yeah. Hey now, wait a second here.
I'm like, "Here's what's going on."
How funny. Your sperm want a fresh place to go. They're going to grow their own fucking testicle to get them
Have a
out.
large ball bag.
Yeah, babe. I thought I had a large ball bag, but.
I'm weighing myself before I fucking do this, so I want to see how much these things weigh.
Yo, my grandmother, when she had breast cancer, she had an 8-pound titty they had to cut off. Shout out to my grandmother. She's no
Eight
longer
pound
with us.
titty.
8-pound titty. A big old.
My mom's going off. She's like, "You're telling the world."
That's it. We
Oh,
got to cover
oh,
for you.
she's like, "And women have babies." Mom, I'm not comparing the two. Take it easy.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you the fact that I'm not going to be 100% on November 5th. So take it easy, mom.
Men are better than women. Men are better than women. No, just kidding. I love you, ladies. I think the ladies are better than men, just from my brain out there. You heard it here first. I think ladies are better than men. Yes. No, I'm hetero.
I'm
Yeah,
kind of with
baby.
that. I'm kind of with that.
An audience, a gracious audience. Apologize about the past 2 weeks for Instagram. This last week has been me. I'm on the set of Happy Gilmore 2, been there 5 days. Think I got three more days this week, but I think we're gonna do Friday. Chad and I are gonna discuss a time after this, but I think we just settled on Friday. We'll get
Then
the
you
final
well,
promo.
no, I get the kids back Friday, so maybe Thursday is better.
Okay. So maybe Thursday we'll come up with the time, put it out
Thursday,
there.
like 4-ish my time, like 5-ish, whatever works for you. But
Yeah, probably
I was gonna
five.
say you got didn't you get your SAG card for aren't you a SAG member now from working on the movie?
Yeah, so I'm SAG eligible.
Sweet.
Yeah,
SAG eligible. What's that mean? So you have to apply for it and
so now I got to apply for it, and I'm talking to people on set to see what if it makes sense, because apparently it's 3 G's a year plus you got to pay monthly fees based on like jobs you book or something. So I'm trying to see if it's better to go into SAG yet or keep kind of doing these background roles first and then maybe
Would that
getting
make you eligible for their insurance?
yeah.
Because I'm on SAG. SAG after was the Musicians Union, and SAG is obviously Screen Actors Guild. They combine insurance. Back in the day, like they combined their insurances,
And it's like
and
the
so
best insurance.
I get SAG after insurance. It's like $747 a quarter for the whole family.
Wow.
Wow, that's
And it's
great.
banging, and the actual benefits of the insurance are banging. Low co-pays, all that jazz. Reagan supposedly is the one who negotiated that contract. That's why they're
Oh,
believe it or not.
interesting.
Yeah, look into
Cool.
that.
Oh,
So
that's right.
yeah.
He was the head of SAG at some point. He was the president of SAG, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great president, Reagan. Reagan was one of the greatest.
So your boy out there now is an actor as well. Got that on my resume.
Hey,
Comedian, podcaster, cat.
fucking Renaissance man. Watch
Let's
out.
go. But yeah, again, we appreciate you guys. Got stories to tell you guys about the set too. There's a bunch of cool things on there, so we'll get to that either on the Instagram show or this show. But it's been real. It's been fun. We'll see you
Did they
next.
make you sign an NDA?
They did. I had to sign something, but not really an NDA, I don't think. Although it might have been, but I don't care. Sue me, because I'm talking about it.
It was an SDA. It was a some non-disclosure, some disclosure agreement.
That's right. You could disclose some of it, but not all of it. They do take your phones on some of the shoots. Some of them they wrap it up with like this blue tape. But some days they had taken it from me. But yeah,
Wow.
it's been fun. I do want to talk about it on here, let the audience know what's going on and some of the cool shit.
Very
We'll see
cool.
you next Gracious Tuesday. We'll see you, gracious audience, on the Instagram show this week. And keep it real.
Be real, motherfuckers. Later.
Definitely. Do the
Thank
right
you for
thing.
coming. Remember, like, subscribe, and all that good stuff.
Share,
Follow.
follow.
Share, follow. Thank you.